Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today in the studio we are joined by Ben Martinez, and we're going to be talking about the Carbon Masonic Lodge's Chili Cook-Off coming up on Saturday, October 19th from 11 to 1 p.m. So Ben, thank you for taking the time to come sit down and talk some chili.
Oh, thanks for having me. Happy to be here. Happy to be part of it.
So let's kind of start off with a bit of an inspirational question. Okay. What inspired this event for the Chili Cook-Off?
Well, you know, you think about it, and it's getting cold. Well, I mean, maybe it's going to get colder. But at the fall time of year, when the weather starts to turn colder, gets a little chilly outside, pardon the pun, you know, what's the best way? You want to come inside. You want to have a hot bowl of something, whether it be soup or, in this case, chili. You know, warm you up a little bit, warm you from the inside out, and just, you know, really get together. And probably the best thing we're looking forward to is just having the community come out and just, you know, get to know us and hang out with us and have a good time.
And then let's kind of talk about, what are you most excited for about this event? Because there's so much to go into about it. But personally, what are you most looking forward to?
Well, personally, this is the first one we've done. And I do want to throw a shout out to Aaron Wyant and a couple of the other guys. This was their brainchild. I mean, this kind of came out of nowhere almost. And it was just like, you know, this is a fantastic idea. I'm just looking forward to seeing the different kinds of chili that are there. Because, you know, we grew up with a certain kind of chili. I'm sure everybody else had their own, you know, their mom's or their grandma's recipe of chili growing up. And I'm excited to see what everybody else has, what everybody else wants to bring to the party, and, you know, see what different different tastes there are.
Yeah, and, you know, with chili being such a simple dish, there really is so many different ways that you can make it. It's incredible. It's such a versatile dish. I'm in the same boat as you. I'm excited to see what different kinds of chili we're going to be seeing from all the participants. Now, on the flyer for this event, it says that the bet winners for best chili, there's going to be some hot prizes. Do we know what those prizes are going to be?
I don't. I believe that Aaron and the organizers of this do, but that is something that has not been shared with me. So I'm going to be just as surprised as you guys are to see what our chili winners have.
And, you know, I love that element of surprise that goes with it. I mean, not only are you getting some good chili, but a nice surprise at the end, too, for the best chili. So just, there's so much going into this event. Now, let's talk chili again. What do you think makes a good chili?
You definitely have to. It's definitely got to be meaty. You know, everybody talks about how, you know, oh, I don't like, we have the no meat chili. No, to me, that's just not chili. You got to have some kind of hearty beefiness, I guess, if you will. Again, pardon that pun too, to it, to where it's just going to be something you want it to fill you up. You don't want to eat a bowl of chili that's watered down and, you know, not really going to do anything for you. And also, let me be fair, if you're one of our competitors that are bringing chili with no meat in it, this is not a slight to you. That is nothing, no hard feelings meant there at all. But, you know, for me, it's got to be a little hearty, little meat, little beefy.
Yeah, and I agree. The meatless chilies, they can do a nice substitute with if they add the right amount of beans. But yeah, I agree with you. You got to have the right meat to other topping ratio. I mean, there's so much that goes into it, but really the base is that meat with the chili.
And if you ask my wife, too, I mean, I hope we can say this on the radio, the less beans, as far as I'm concerned, the better.
And, you know, I'm sure lots of spouses out there are going to agree with that sentiment. Now, let's talk about cost. Is there any cost associated with this event?
It's actually going to be pretty cheap. It's literally $5 come out for a bowl, and that's all it is. I mean, it's a good way to spend lunch, you know, come out and have a good time and hang out, and, you know, $5, easy enough.
And then one aspect of this event that I really loved when I first saw it is the different community leaders you're going to have coming out to help judge the chili. Let's talk about that for a second.
I'm so excited. Well, you know, you mentioned it earlier, Dave and Ryan from here at the radio station are going to be out. I know we do have, and I don't want to say specifically because knowing me, I would completely butcher it and say that the wrong person's judging. We do have community leaders of our community government that are going to be there involved in it. I think there's somebody from the college coming. I'm not 100% certain, but, you know, I know that there are going to be some of those community elected leaders that are going to be there.
And it's a good chance to meet them, just kind of mingle in a very calm setting. I mean,
yeah, but bring a human element to it. You know, you hear the stories and you see these guys' names all over, but maybe the chance to get to meet them and say hello.
Yeah, and there's no room for hostility with chili.
Oh yeah, no.
Yeah, it's a good chance just to meet level-headed, talk about not even local issues, just get to know them. It's a really humanizing event, yeah. And that's what I love most about it. Now, Ben, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Really quick, I do also want to talk about there is going to be the People's Choice Award for one of these pots of chili, and at that point, they're going to have just little sample cups of each of them. If that's something that you're interested in, that will be there, and then you can vote for who has the best. And going back to the prizes, that may just be one of the secrets of Masonry that we don't know about at this point.
Well, Ben, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. Thanks, really appreciate it.
Appreciate you for having me.
Well, again, that was Ben Martinez, and we were talking about the upcoming Carbon Masonic Lodge Chili Cook-Off, and that'll be Saturday, October 19th from 11 to 1 p.m. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.